This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, November 30, the King's Grace. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 22. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. It has been said that the last pages of our Bible bend around to touch the first pages. They bring full circle the one big story of God's love and salvation of the world. In the beginning, God creates the world and proclaims it good, very good. Good is the most important word describing God and God's world in the beginning. But much that unfolds later in this story and in our world is not good. There's sinful rebellion, guilt, shame, corruption, violence, injustice, and disintegration. The world is broken, and we feel it in the depths of our souls. The world's history books and the daily news proclaim it unceasingly. But unceasing, too, in the Bible's big story, is something that transforms and redeems all this brokenness. Grace. The King's grace is a phrase often used to refer to a king's favor or presence, or to simply a king himself. In the Bible, it's finally the King's grace that gets the last word. Grace comes in the person and work of King Jesus. He is the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The first chapter of the Bible proclaims good. The last chapter proclaims what is greater still, grace. The King's grace is the world's and our great hope.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.